T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the people were heard, at least those who voted in the primaries yesterday across our state. Hartford had one of the bigger mayoral primaries with three gentlemen running for the Democratic nomination. Christine Stewart, the brains behind CTNewsJunkie.com, covered that. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. All right, so I've got a question. I've convinced about this all morning to the point where people are going to tell me to shut up. How come when I log on to the state Secretary of State website and I go for Hartford, it shows me nothing? Shows me no results at all. No votes have been counted. Why
because
is that?
This is a municipal election, and there is no state involvement at all.
Yeah, but every other town's on there.
Every other town is on there?
Yeah, Bridgeport.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, every other town, their votes are counted. Hartford's the only one that's not listed in there.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That is a good question for the Registrar of Voters and the town clerk of Hartford.
Not the spunky political reporter.
Yes. Now, great.
Okay.
Now I have to dig into this.
Very good. All right. So I don't think anybody's surprised that Luke Bronin won. Are we surprised by the alleged margin, which I guess is 23%? Over Eddie Perez and, you know, Brandon McGee.
Yeah, I mean,
45.
Yeah, pretty much he trounced them. I don't think so. I think that he has a lot of support. And look, you know, he was able to get the bailout from the state. They didn't declare bankruptcy, and he hasn't been able to lower the mill rate in the city, but the mill rate has not changed.
And crime, I mean, violent crime has become such a problem in Hartford. You can't, I don't think you can put that on Luke Bronin, but still, the stats are there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely something that I think his administration has been addressing fairly aggressively. And you know what? He is an acting chief of police right now. So, you know, I think that he needs to put a chief of police in there. And, you know, that's going to, whatever he does with that is going to send a signal.
I thought, when Eddie Perez announced he was going to get in the race, that he had a chance because of the strong Hispanic community in Hartford. Either they didn't come out or they didn't vote for him.
They didn't vote for him. So the thinking is, so Minnie Gonzalez, being a very well-known state representative there, did not support Eddie, did not bring her supporters to the table for Eddie this time around.
Right.
She actually supported Brendan McGee this time around. So I think that community was split.
How much do you think Eddie's past played into the fact that people didn't vote for him?
I don't know that necessarily was a factor. I think, you know, it's easy to kind of compare him and Ganim, and I don't think that he is as charismatic a personality as Joe Ganim is. So I think that may be, you know, that may be part of it. And the other part was he was outspent.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, obviously Bronin, with the Democratic machine behind him, had a lot of money that he spent, and he did spend a lot of money.
Right, he did television ads. I think he was one of the only municipal candidates who ran ads on television. And in Hartford, the primary is the election.
Well, there's no question. I mean, J. Stan McCauley is a nice gentleman. We had him in studio because he answered Joey's request. The other McGee and Perez never did. So thanks for that. You got what you had coming to you. But I don't think he's got a snowball's chance in hell unless something nobody can foresee happens with Luke Bronin between now and the first Tuesday in November.
Right. And I think that the big upset last night, I think, was in New Haven.
Well, no question.
I think that, you know, in New Haven, Mayor Harp has to figure out whether she's actually going to, run in the general election on the Working Families Party line.
Right. Yeah, no question.
That question has not been answered yet.
Right.
So I think yesterday was a big blow. I mean, to a 32-year career, I mean, she was elected, you know,
Why do you think, I mean, I know New Haven's got a boatload of problems, but the margin was, you know, it wasn't like 51 to 49. Elicker like blew her out of the water.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely, he did blow her out of the water. So I don't know. I don't know what happened from here, but it should be interesting to see whether she does mount a challenge or not.
Yeah, and then the other thing that was of note, what do you got, fire alarms going off at your house?
Nope. My husband just starting a car.
Oh, no good. There's 100 ways to go with that, and none of me will get me in good stead with the dog, so I'm going to hold off.
Okay.
The other big story, I thought, was the fact that Joe Gannum actually lost the machine count to Marilyn Moore. He had a win on the write-in vote to win by 200 votes.
Yeah, there were 1,600 absentee ballots, and it's Bridgeport. So I feel like every election ends up in court at some point.
That's nice.
So what's new about this?
That's not a generality. You're not speaking in generalities there.
I think Marilyn Moore did better than she thought she was going to do.
Now, does this mean that Gannum, when he runs against John Rodriguez in the municipal election in November, will have problems? Or because Bridgeport's so pro-Democrat, this was his real election?
Yeah, I think that he's probably not going to have any problems. But I think that what yesterday's vote kind of showed us is that people are the shine is kind of wearing off Gannum at this point.
Oh yeah,
that I think that there are some people who are upset and would like to go a different direction.
Then, well, yeah. The only problem with that, Christine, is the only person who doesn't want to go in a different direction is Joe Gannum. And as long as he wants to run, they're going to keep putting him up, and he's going to keep winning there. Let's turn to statewide things for a couple minutes that we have left with our friend Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com. Do you hear any rumblings about special sessions coming up in the legislature?
Yeah, you know, they say that there's something that's going to be scheduled for sometime around the end of September because they do have to approve the hospital deal. And the hospital deal won't be back in court until October 15th, so they kind of have a little leeway to make a decision there. But they also haven't approved a bond package.
Right.
And this is the bargaining chip that Ned Lamont is using in order to, to continue his push for tolls.
Right. And nothing on tolls, nothing on sports gambling. Although there was a thing, and I think it's the American Gaming Association, that said that there's going to be sports gambling in Connecticut by 2021. And my reaction is, ooh, where did you get that information from?
Yeah, I have no idea, because there are no negotiations. There are no talks going on at the moment about any of that.
Right. So it's been pretty much, it's been a nice quiet summer. You've been able to enjoy it.
Yeah, it has been.
You know? As opposed to what you thought was going to happen. Because let's be honest, you thought there's going to be special sessions galore, that you're going to have to be working, you know, most of the summer. You wouldn't have a chance to enjoy the summer with your beautiful little one and your fabulous husband. You thought you were going to be at the Capitol all the time.
I thought that. I did. And you know what? That didn't happen. So I'm going to be grateful for that.
You'd be a happy camper for that.
Happy camper.
So, all right. So, and we don't think Eddie Perez is going to run... does he have the signatures if he wanted to run for mayor on his own?
He doesn't have that opportunity. That window's already closed.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And he didn't take advantage of that.
And McGee as well? I mean, McGee barely.
And McGee as well, yeah.
And I thought, look, I'll be honest, I thought McGee was pretty good when I saw him in the debates. But obviously that didn't resonate with the voters.
Yeah, you know, he's young. He's probably not well known in other parts of Hartford. Probably right. He's known in the north end of Hartford, but not in the south end.
Right. All right. Great analysis as always. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Christine Stewart, CTNewsJunkie.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.